Good morning, and this is the last of our series on the Apostles' Creed.
早晨好，这是我们最后一次上使徒信经。
Let's begin our time with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
Lord, I thank you for the privilege to study together.
亲爱的主，我们为能够一起学习来感谢。
I thank you for your word.
为你的话语来感谢。
Now, Lord, as we finish up this series, I ask that you will challenge us not just to know, but to act on what we believe.
当我们完成这个系列的时候，请你真的挑战我们，不单单是头脑中知道，而且是能够因我们所认识、所知道的，能够在生活中、在行动上反映出来。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
I had originally planned to finish the creed last week.
本来是上一次课，我决定要把这个课呢就结束了。
With the phrase, I believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting.
本来像上次，我觉得讲完我信身体，我信永生，我想这个系列就结束了。
But I decided before we move on to a new topic, I need to spend one more week on the last.Word of the Creed.
但是后来我觉得在我们在开始另外一个系列之前，我觉得再花一节课来讲这个使徒信经的最后一个字。
It's the word that we often just kind of glide across.
我们经常讲这个词的时候就好像这么很快的带过去。
In church we say Amen.
在教会里我们说 Amen.
And sometimes I'm not sure we really mean it.
我觉得有时候是不是我们是真心实意的这样讲的？
It's just a word we say.
好像就是一个我们这样说出来而已。
At Hope Sound recently, we have had a man coming who is from the Bahamas.
我们在我们所在的这边的这个教会呢，最近来了一个人，他是从那个巴哈马来的。
And his background is much different than Chinese church or Hope Sound church.
他的这个背景呢，跟华人教会还有那个 Hope Sound 那边的教会都很不同。
In his tradition, and I've been there and preached, and it's very different, the congregation responds to the pastor.
在他的那个传统里边呢，这个会众呢，会对牧师回应。
Not just listen.
不单单是听。
Not just say amen.
不单单是说 amen.
The pastor will say something.
牧师会说一些东西。
And this man will say, that's exactly right. That's what I would like to say.
然后这个人就会说，说的就是那样，那就是我想说的。
And everyone stops and looks at him. What are you doing?
周围的人就开始回头看看他。
I was sitting listening one day.
然后有一天我就坐在那儿听。
And I realized what he is doing is saying, Amen.
我就意识到说这个人他其实所做的呢就是在说 Amen.
Because Amen means that is true. That is what I believe.
Amen 的意思就是说那个是真实的那就是我所相信的。
That's what I would say.
那就是我也会这么说。
In the creed, the word Amen is an interesting word.
在这个使徒信经里 ,Amen 是个有趣的词。
It's a word used all through the New Testament.
整个新约里都在用这个词。
But the New Testament is written in Greek.
但是呢新约是用希腊语写成的。
Amen is not a Greek word, it's a Hebrew word.
但是 Amen 呢是个希伯来词。
And I tried to find out why did they use a Hebrew word in the Greek Bible?
我就想要找出来为什么在一个希腊文的圣经里边用一个希伯来文的希伯来词语的这个缘由是什么。
And here's the reason.
这个原因就是
When they began translating the Bible and writing the New Testament,
当他们来就是翻译圣经，后来开始来写新约圣经的时候。
They looked for a Greek word that meant the same thing as the Hebrew word Amen.
他们就在希腊文里边呢，来找一个能够跟希伯来词 Amen 一样的词语。
Amen means this is true.
Amen 的意思说这个就是真的。
In your Bibles, in English, anywhere you read Jesus said truly, truly, or verily, verily, that's Amen, Amen.
在新约圣经里或者在任何地方你读到当耶稣说确实的确实的我告诉你们那个意思就是 Amen, Amen.
But it's always the Hebrew word, not the Greek word.
但是就是用希伯来文来表示不是用一个希腊文。
And here is the reason they use the Hebrew word.
他们用希伯来文的意思原因就是
When they wrote the Greek New Testament,
当他们New Testament or Old Testament, 当他们来写这个写成新约圣经的时候
there was not a Greek word that meant exactly the same as the Hebrew word.
因为他们找不出来一个相同的能够来表达这个希伯来文这个 Amen 意思的希腊文词。
There was a word that means this is not false.
希腊语里边有一个词说这个不是假的。
But they weren't saying this is not false. They were saying this is true.
他们但是这个词要表达的意思不是说这个不是假的，而是说这个是真实的。
And so finally they said, we can't say this in Greek.
然后最后他们这些作者就写这个新约的这些作者就说我不能用一个希腊语来表示。
We have to say it in Hebrew. This is true. Amen.
我们必须要用希伯来文来说这个是真实的。Amen.
When you say Amen,
当你说 Amen 的时候
you are saying this is true.
你要说的是这个是真实的。
And at the end of the creed,
在使徒信经的最后
we are saying, what I have just proclaimed,
我们表达的就是刚刚我们所宣称的
what we have studied for these 23 lessons,
我们这23课所学习的
this is true,
这个是真实的。
And I think I realized that I opened the wrong translation. So I'm going to unshare and then start the sharing again.
Okay, no problem, please.
I once heard a pastor of a liberal church.
我有一次听到一个自由派教会的牧师
say to his members, even if you don't believe the creed, you can still say it.
对他的会众说即使你不相信这个使徒信经你还是可以去说它。
It's just a tradition.
那不过就是一个传统而已。
And so you can say the creed even if you don't believe it.
所以呢即使你不信呢你也可以说这个使徒信经。
I heard that and I thought, that's terrible.
我听到了我说这也太可怕太糟糕了吧。
This is not just a tradition.
这个不单单是一个传统。
This is not just words that we say.
这个不是口头语而已就是我们说说而已。
Martyrs have died for these beliefs.
殉道者就为了这些信仰而殉道。
When we say Amen,
当我们说 Amen 的时候
This is my belief.
你宣称的就是这是我所相信的。
The early church would have said, if you don't believe it, don't say it.
这个初期教会的基督徒就说如果你不相信这些你就不要说这些。
Because this is the statement of our faith.
因为这是我们信仰的陈述。
So as we wrap up these lessons on the creed, I wanted to wrap up with what it means when we say, I believe.
所以呢，当我们 这个课要结束的时候，我想结束就是来看我们信的是什么。
And I think now I have the right. I've been having computer trouble, and I.
Yes, I think so.
Okay. So the first thing I want you to see when we say Amen.
当我们说 Amen 的时候，第一件我们要看到的就是
is I believe with the mind.
我用我的头脑来相信。
To believe means to say Amen is to say I have studied what we believe and it is my beliefs.
然后就是说我已经是我们所我们信仰所研究的，我已经学习了这一切，这就是我所相信的。
When you read through the Gospels over and over and over, Jesus begins his teaching with "Verily, verily," or "Truly, truly."
当你读福音书的时候，你会看到很多次耶稣刚开始就是这么说，就是说确实的，确实的，我告诉你们。
100 times he uses that.
他用了100次。
But he doesn't say it at the end, he says it at the beginning.
但是他这个就是 Amen, Amen, 他是在刚开始说，他不是在最后的时候说。
He is saying this, like a father who says to his children,
就像一个父亲对他的孩子说，
Listen up.
好好的听，仔细的听。
What I'm getting ready to say is important.
我要开始说的是很重要的。
I want you to hear this.
我想你仔细听到这些。
You know, our children sometimes don't pay us much attention.
你知道我们的孩子有时候对我们说的话就好像当耳边风似的，不仔细听。
We are talking and talking and talking.
我们在那儿一直说呀说的。
And if we could see in their brain, this is what they are hearing.
但是如果我们可以看到，知道他们头脑中想的，他们其实心里是说的是
blah 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 blah.
As always, Joshua told me he speak that out. Yeah, 就是 blah blah blah, 就是一堆啥也没听见，就是一堆的声音。
So sometimes,
所以有时候
we stop them.
所以我们就会把孩子给叫住停下来。
Look at me.
说你看着我的眼睛。
Listen up.
听着。
This is important.
这个很重要。
When Jesus said, Amen, Amen.
当主耶稣说 Amen, Amen 的时候，
He is saying to his disciples, listen up.
他是对他的门徒就是说，我实实在在的，或者我确确实实的告诉你们。
Remember what I'm saying.
你要记住我说的是什么。
When I go away, this is the truth that will guide your life.
当我离开的时候，这个就是引导你生命的这个真理。
Look at something like the Sermon on the Mount.
比如说像登山宝训。
In my devotions, I have been memorizing that sermon.
在我的灵修的时间，我在背诵这个登山宝训。
And one day it struck me, I work and work and work to memorize this.
然后我就是一直在很用功的来要去把这些给背下来。
Matthew heard it.
马太就听到了主耶稣的登山宝训。
Later he could write it down.
他后边他就能把它给写下来。
When he heard this, he knew this is important.
他听到了以后他就知道这个所讲的很重要。
Jesus had said to him, Amen, this is true, listen up.
因为耶稣对他说实实在在的 Amen, 你好好听，把它记下来。
And Matthew says, okay, I'll remember.
所以马太就说我要记住。
Luke finds eyewitnesses who remembered this is what Jesus taught us.
然后路加呢他就找到了那些亲眼见过耶稣的人，然后他们就说这个就是耶稣所教导我们的。
That continued after Jesus goes away.
那个直到耶稣升天之后还继续。
In Acts chapter 2, the day of Pentecost, 3,000 new believers are added to the church.
在使徒行传第二章，在五旬节的时候，那当时有3000人受洗，成为基督徒。
And listen to the very next thing it says.
请你听他们下一个他们所发生的事情。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
They didn't say this.
他们没有说。
Wow, that was wonderful.
这太好了。
I feel much better now.
我现在感觉好多了。
I can go back to normal life.
我可以回到我过去正常的生活。
No.
不是这样的。
They said, now I am a believer.
他们说现在我是一个相信的人。
I must find out, what do I believe?
我必须要知道说，找出来说我到底相信的是什么。
They knew that it's important what we say amen to.
他们知道明白说很重要的就是你要知道说你说 amen 的是什么东是什么内容。
We must believe with the mind.
我们要以我们的头脑来相信，我们真的是要在我们的理智在我们的头脑中也要相信。
There's a large organization like the Gallup poll that does a survey every year of American Christians.
然后呢有一个很大的一个调研机构就是做这种调查的，他每年都对美国的基督徒做一个调查。
And they ask them about their beliefs.
然后就是去问他们的信仰的。
Many of the beliefs they ask about are the things we have studied in the creed.
他们所问的其中的很多的这个关于信仰的东西都来自于这个使徒信经。
And every year when I read it, I become very concerned about what Christians don't understand.
然后我每一年去读他的这个他出来的这个结果，我就对基督徒所信的，就是他们所或者说所不信的，我就心里边真的是很在意，很关切。
One of the reasons I wanted to teach this series on the Creed.
我之所以想教使徒信经的原因之一就是。
And ended up writing a little booklet about the Creed.
我也写了一本小书，是这个这本关于使徒信经。
Is for people to understand and to teach their children, this is what it means to be a Christian.
就是要让人们明白，自己明白，也能教导我们的下一代说，基督徒所信的是什么。
This is what Christians believe in their mind.
这是基督徒在头脑中，在我们的这个头脑中所相信，就是我们所相信的。
Because we are Christians, we believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
因为我们是基督徒，所以我们相信耶稣是神的儿子。
We believe that he is risen from the dead and that he will come back.
我们相信他从死里复活，并且他会再来。
And that changes how we live our life.
那个就会改变我们如何来过我们的生活。
We just finished studying, I believe in the resurrection of the dead.
我们上一课刚刚讲过我信身体复活。
2 weeks ago.
两个星期之前我去外出了。
And I was talking with a pastor.
我跟一位牧师讲话。
Who was very frustrated.
这个牧师非常的沮丧。
He said, I don't think the people in my church believe in the resurrection from the dead.
他说我觉得我教会的会员啊会众他们不相信死里复活。
I said, why do you say that?
我说为什么他们不相信呢？
He said, the Christians I know are more afraid of death than unbelievers are.
他说我所认识的基督徒比不信主的人更怕死。
Why?
为什么?
Somehow they have not really got a hold of the truth that we will live forever.
不知道为什么,他们好像就没有真正理解到这个真理,这个真实的情况,就是我们会永远活着,我们有永生。
Yes, death is an enemy, the Bible says.
是的,圣经上是讲到说是那个仇敌就是死亡。
Yes, it is natural to be afraid of the unknown.
就是人的自然反应就是会害怕这个未知的。
But at the other side of that enemy,
但是在这个仇敌的另外一面
is eternal life.
在死亡的另外一面就是永生。
And so we should face death differently than an unbeliever.
所以当我们面对死亡的时候，我们应该跟不信主的人是不同的。
I was a little bit late this morning. I apologize.
我今天早上有点迟到，我道歉。
I was talking with my sister.
我在跟我姐，younger sister 给我的妹妹讲话。
Because 1 year ago today, my mother got sick and I took her to the hospital.
因为就是一年前的今天呢，我妈妈她就是生病，我就带她去医院。
And within 1 day, they told her she had cancer.
然后一天之内的，医生就通知她说她有癌症。
And within 4 weeks, she had died.
然后四个星期之内呢，她就去世了。
But I will always remember meeting with the doctor.
我永远都记得，当我们见这个医生的时候。
The doctor asked me to come into the hospital.
然后医生就让我跟我妈妈一起去医院。
So that he could talk to me and to my mother.
然后这样他可以跟我说，也可以跟我妈妈说。
He was a young doctor, and I think he was afraid.
他是一位年轻的医生，我想他有点害怕。
He was very hesitant. I don't know what to say to you.
他非常的踌躇不决。他说，我不知道该怎么跟你们说。
I'm sorry to give you some bad news.
我很抱歉，我要给你们这个坏消息。
And finally, he told my mother and told me there was nothing they could do for her.
最后呢，他就对我妈妈跟我说，他们什么也做不了。
And my mother felt sorry for this doctor who was so afraid to give her this news.
我妈妈为这个很害怕给她坏消息的这位年轻的医生感到难过。
And she said to him,
然后她就对这位医生说,
It's okay.
说没关系。
Don't feel bad.
不要觉得不好,不要觉得难过。
I already have a visa to heaven.
我已经有了这个到天堂去的签证。
He looked very confused.
他看起来就好像不知所措，很混淆。
But you see, my mother only left the U.S. one time in her life.
但是你知道吗？我妈妈只离开过美国一次。
That was to go to Taiwan.
那就是去台湾。
And she knew you had to have a visa.
她知道如果你去台湾，你需要有签证。
And so in her 82-year-old mind,
所以在她82岁的这个想法里面,
I'm leaving again.
她说我现在要再离开了。
I'm going to heaven.
我现在要去天堂。
And I have my visa.
我的这个签证已经都准备好了。
She could feel that way.
她之所以能有这种感受，有这种感觉。
Because she knew and she believed with the mind in the resurrection of the dead and the life everlasting.
是因为她相信，她以她的头脑相信，就是身体复活。
Amen involves the mind.
所以呢，Amen就包括了我们的头脑。
But many Christians who say, okay, I already know in my mind.
但是我也碰到基督徒说，哦，我的头脑中已经相信了。
I believe.
我相信。
Do not believe in the heart.
但是他们的心里却没有相信。
My friend who is the pastor who said to me, my members don't believe in the resurrection of the dead.
我的那个牧师朋友，他说我的那个会众不相信身体复活。
If on a Sunday morning he said, how many of you believe in the everlasting life? Every one of them would raise their hand.
如果在星期天，他问他们说，你们多少人相信永生？那每个人都会举手。
If we were in the classroom at PBCCC,
如果我们现在是在教堂里边。
And I said to you, how many of you believe in everlasting life?
如果我问大家，你们多少人相信永生？
I think every person would raise their hand.
我想每个人都会举手。
If I said to you,
如果我再问你，
How many of you are excited about that?
多少人因为你有永生就很兴奋，很激动？
Some of us would have to say, no, not really.
可能有些人就会说，好像没有真正这样。
Because we know it here.
因为我们只是在这里知道。
But the power of it has never really settled to our heart.
但是那个所带来的大能从来没有说真正的停留在驻扎在我们的心里。
It doesn't guide how we live.
它没有引导我们如何去生活。
Jesus said,
耶稣说，
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我就是道路、真理、生命。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
This is what he does not say.
这是耶稣为什么不说？
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
哦，我是道路、真理、生命。
You must know the way.
你必须要知道这个路道路。
You must know what is true.
你必须要知道什么是真理。
You must know what is life.
你必须要知道什么是生命。
No.
他不是这样讲的。
He says, if you are going to come to the Father,
他说如果你想到父那里去，
you must respond to the way, the truth, and the life.
你必须要对道路、真理、生命有回应，回应他们。
You see, when you say the creed,
当你这样子去说、去宣称《使徒信经》的时候，
You only have two options.
你只有两个选择。
You can reject it,
你或者拒绝这个信经，
or you can live by it.
或者你照着这个信经来生活。
You cannot remain neutral.
你不可能保持中立。
The creed calls for a response.
这个信经要求我们要有回应。
It says, this is true, and so what will I do about it?
他所说的就是说这个是真实的，那我应该怎么办呢？
Very often on my sermon notes,
通常在我那个讲到的笔记上，
or in my Sunday school lesson notes,
或者是在我这个主日学的这个笔记上，
somewhere in the lesson or the sermon, I will have written in ink, so what?
有的时候我会在上面就会写一个，那又怎么样呢？
I am reminding myself,
我在提醒我自己，
I must tell the congregation, the class, what I want them to do in response to this truth.
我想要听众让他们记得，就是说，你因为你知道了这些真理，那你应该如何来反应，如何来回应呢？
If I believe,
如果我相信
in the resurrection of the dead,
如果我相信死人身体的复活，
What should I do in response?
那我应该如何回应呢？
A few weeks ago we read or we studied, I believe in the Holy Universal Church.
我们以前就是一起学习过，我信圣而公之教会。
If I believe that from the heart,
如果我真的是从心里来相信的话，
There's a response.
那就会带来一个反应。
When I look around the congregation on Sunday morning,
当我星期天早晨，我看看我周围的这个弟兄姐妹，看看周围的会众。
I will see those people differently if I truly believe that they and I are one unified universal church.
那因为我真的从心里边来相信他们和我就是一个大公教会，一个普世教会的一部分的时候，我看他们就会不同。
Amen says, make a decision.
Amen 就是说你做一个决定。
Will I believe or will I refuse to believe?
我是相信呢还是拒绝相信？
One of the saddest verses in the book of Acts.
在使徒行传里边最令人难过的一节经文就是
is when Paul testifies to the ruler.
就是当保罗在这个王就是在那些掌权者面前开始见证的时候
and he says,
然后这个人是怎么说的尤斯菲利斯
I can't decide in such a quick time.
他说我不能说你想要这么短时间就让我做决定吗
Let me ask you again at a more convenient season.
等我得辩的时候有时间的时候再听你吧。
And we have no record that he ever called Paul back to believe.
然后呢我们没有看到有记载说他再一次叫保罗然后呢来谈论这个事情然后让他能够有机会来决定是不是相信他自己。
When you say Amen,
当你说 Amen 的时候
We are saying from my heart, I believe.
你的意思是说从我的心底深处我相信。
But now some people say,
有的人就说不行。
I believe,
我相信。
But then they do nothing about it.
然后他们什么都没有改变也不做任何事情。
I once had a student who grew up in the South.
我以前有个学生他是在南方长大。
He was a nice young man.
他是一个很好的年轻人。
But he never did what I assigned him to do.
但是我给他的作业他从来也没做。
He would come to his piano lesson.
他会到他的来上钢琴课。
I would say, do this, this, and this.
然后我说你做这个那个这个。
And he would say, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir.
然后他就说好的老师好的。
Always, yes, sir, very polite.
每次都很有礼貌说好的。
But he never ever practiced at all.
但是他从来不回去练琴。
The next week.
然后到下次上课的时候。
I would say, did you do this, this, and this?
我就问他说你做了这个那个这个吗
And very politely he would say, no sir, no sir, no sir.
然后他就很有礼貌地说没有老师没有老师没有老师。
So I would give him three more things.
然后我就再给他布置三样事情。
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
他下次就说好的老师好的老师好的老师。
One day I was very frustrated with him.
有一天我真的对他有点受不了了。
I said, please don't ever say yes, sir again.
我说请你不要再对我说好的老师。
Because you're not going to do it.
因为你根本也不会去做嘛。
So just look at me and say, no, I won't do that.
所以你就看着我就说我不会去做的。
Then we will both know you are telling me the truth.
然后呢这样的话我们两个就都知道你在讲的是真话。
Sometimes.
有的时候。
I have heard people quote the Apostles' Creed.
我听到有人就是会引述使徒信经。
And when we come to the end,
然后我们到了结尾的时候
I think they should say
我觉得他们应该说是
No I'm not going to do it
我不会去做
I said I believe in God the Father Almighty
我说我相信我信上帝全能的父
That means he is sovereign He's in charge
那个就意味着他是掌权的他在掌管一切。
No.
不是。
I'm not letting him rule my life.
我不会让他掌管我的生活。
You say, how can you say that?
你会问我说你怎么可以这样说呢?
I'm wanting you to realize.
我想要你意识到知道。
If this creed is true.
如果这个信经是真实的是真的。
You and I must live differently.
你和我的生活必须要不一样。
When we say Amen,
当我们说 Amen 的时候
we are saying,
我们说的就是
I will live my life by this truth.
我就是要照着这个真理来过我的生活。
Because God is the Father Almighty, I will live in obedience to His rule.
因为圣父，因为我的天父，他是全能的父，我就要照着他的原则，他所规定的来生活。
Because Jesus died and rose again, I will give my life to Him.
因为耶稣为我而死。并且复活，我就要把我的生命交给他，为他而活。
Because the Spirit was sent to guide me into all truth, I will follow His leading in my life.
因为圣灵真的是被差遣来，是要让我进入所有的真理，所以我就要跟随他。
Everything
跟随他的引导。
My life will be different because I say Amen.
因为我说了阿们，所以我生命中的每件事都会不同。
The very last words of the New Testament.
这个新约圣经的最后一个字，一个词就是
The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you all.
愿主耶稣的恩惠常与众圣徒同在。
Amen.
Amen.
He is saying, this is true.
这是他说，这个是真实的。
Simply because we've read it? No.
单单是因为我们就读了这些话吗？不是的。
Because we are living by God's word.
因为我们是遵照神的话来生活，所以我们说 Amen.
Amen requires a commitment of our will.
然后阿们就需要我们在意志上的这样一个委身。
And then I want you to see something else.
然后我想让大家再看别的。
One of the great theologians at the end of the 20th century was a man by the name of J.I. Packer.
那在20世纪末期一个最伟大的神学家就是巴克。
He believed very much in the importance of doctrine.
他非常相信这个教义的重要性。
But he recognized the danger of having doctrine without experience.
但是他也明白就是认出了这种只有教义但是却没有体验的这种危险。
And he wrote this.
所以他就写下这句话。
Many evangelicals can smell false doctrine a mile away.
说很多这个福音派的基督徒可以闻到这个看能够检测到这个假的教义即使离得你有一脉好远。
But they have no true experience of God.
但是他对神却没有一个真实的体验跟经历。
He said we can know all of the right formula.
他说我们可以知道所有正确的配方。
We come to God through Jesus.
我们靠着耶稣基督来到神面前。
On the basis of His word.
在于他的话语的基础上。
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
是靠着圣灵的大能。
Through the exercise of faith.
是靠着我们对信心的对信仰的这种一种实际的操练。
He said, we can know all of that.
我们可以知道这一切
but the joy
但是这个喜乐
the goodness
这个美良善
the freedom that comes from knowing God is very rare among us
但是因为认识神所带来的这个自由还有前面所提到的喜乐和这个喜乐在我们的生命中却展现出来体验的很少
On the PowerPoint, I put a picture of a stained glass window from a cathedral in Europe.
然后呢，我在这里放了一张照片呢，是在欧洲的一个大教堂的，它这个彩绘玻璃上面的一幅。
These are beautiful windows.
这些窗户都特别的美。
I wanted to put two pictures of this window, but I only had one.
我本来想说 希望能够放两幅照片，就是，但是呢，这样这个窗户的照片，但是只有一幅。
You see, if I could take a picture of this same window from outside,
如果我能够从外边对着同样一个窗户也照一个照片的话，
you would not be impressed.
你不会觉得怎么？你看到那张照片，你会觉得很平淡。
The colors are dull.
你从外边来看，这个颜色都是暗暗的，
It's lifeless.
没有任何的生气。
I have stood outside a cathedral and listened to a tour guide give a lecture.
然后呢，我曾经站在这个教堂的外边听这个向导来在讲解。
Tell about the engineering of the cathedral.
然后他就讲这个教堂的这个建筑，这个它里边的力学原理，
All about the history.
然后这个教堂的历史，
And it's interesting.
就是很有趣。
But the beauty of the window becomes real only when you go inside the cathedral and see the sun shining through the window.
就是你能看到这个彩绘玻璃的这个美啊，只有你进到这个教堂里边，然后呢，看到那个太阳，阳光从这个窗户里照进来，你才能看到这个彩绘玻璃的美丽。
The same way,
同样的，
the beauty, the wonder of the creed,
就是信经的这个美和它的奇妙。
comes only from the inside.
只有从里边才能够出来。
When I have become a believer and stepped into the church and have allowed the Holy Spirit to shine in my life.
当我真的是进到教会里，成为一个相信的人，然后允许让圣灵让这一切真理来照亮的时候，
Apart from that,
除非有这样的体验，
I can study the doctrine.
除非有这样子的进到这个里边，不然的话，你就说你可以去研究这教义，
I can study the history of the creed.
我也可以去研究这个信经的历史。
But it is only when I step into life in Christ that the glory of what we believe is real.
只有我进到这个耶稣基督的生命里边，这个神的荣光才会显现出来。
When I pastored in Taiwan,
当我在台湾宣教牧会的时候，
an unbeliever began attending our church.
有一个不信主的人开始来参加我们的教，来我们教会。
And one week, he stopped me and he said, I have a question.
他有一个星期，他就问我说："我有个问题。"
At the end of the prayer,
他说："你们在每次祷告结束的时候，
people say Amen.
大家都说 Amen。
Every week you quote the Apostles' Creed and the people say Amen.
然后每个星期你们都会就是都会读这个使徒信经，最后大家都说 Amen。
Sometimes while you are preaching, people say Amen.
有的时候你讲道的时候，人们也会说 Amen。
He said, What does that mean?
那 Amen 到底什么意思呢？
Is it a magical word?
那是一个像一个很有魔力的词语吗？
He thought that it was a like a mantra that forced God to do what we were praying.
他好像觉得这是一个像一个有魔力的词，好像这样说就会迫使神做我们说的，他说所表达的，要神做我们要他做的。
And I said to him, No,
我说不是的，
Amen is not magic.
我说这个 Amen 没有什么魔，就是一个神奇的力量在里边。
It just means this is true. I believe it.
他单单的就是意味着说这个是真实的，我相信他。
Ever since then, I have felt like I gave him a bad answer.
然后从那个时候，他问我这个问题之后，我总是觉得我给他一个比较糟糕的回答。
I was right to tell him it's not a magic word.
我告诉他说这个不是一个魔法词，这个是正确的。
I wish I had communicated to him the power of the word Amen.
我真的是希望当时我向他传达了这个 Amen 的这个词所代表的能力。
When we say Amen,
当我们说 Amen 的时候，
We are saying my mind, my heart, my will is committed to this.
我们是说我们的头脑，我们的心思，我们的意志真的都是就是扎根在这上面，委身于这个。
When we say Amen,
当我们说 Amen 的时候，
We are saying that is what I personally have experienced in my life.
我们其实是在说，那就是在我个人的生命中我所体验的。
God the Father Almighty is sovereign in my life.
全能的父全能的神在我的生命中是掌权的。
Jesus lived, died, and was raised again for my sins.
耶稣受死、埋葬、复活是为了我的罪。
The Spirit guides my life.
这个圣灵引导我的生活。
Everything that I have just said.Is my experience.
我刚才所说的这个陈述的此读信经都是我的生命经历。
The first scripture I read to you as we began looking at the creed.
我们刚开始读的第一个经节就是使徒信经的二章四十二节。
Was from the little book of Jude.
我们这个系列我们所讲的一个经节不是是从犹大书来了。
And I want to finish these lessons by returning to that book.
所以我想最后我们结束的时候还是回到刚开始所引用的犹大书。
Verse 3, Jude says, I wanted to write to you about our common salvation.
他说，犹大说，我想尽心写信给你们，论我们同得救恩的时候。
But I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints.
就不得不写信劝你们要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道极力的争辩。
That's the creed.
那个就是我们的信经。
That guides our life.
就是引导我们生命的生活的这个真道这个信心。
As I looked at topics to study for this year,
当我来看我们今年的主日学我们要讲什么主题的时候我在选择的时候。
There were two big things I wanted to try to do.
那有两件事情我想做。
The first was to study what do we believe as Christians?
第一个是作为基督徒我们所信的是什么
That's what we have studied in the Apostles' Creed.
那个就是我们在使徒信经里边所学习的
The second big topic that I wanted to study this year was how are we shaped as disciples in the image of Christ?
第二个的一个大的主题我想说作为主耶稣的门徒我们如何被塑造成主的形象
Since this creed is true,
因为这个信经是真实的
how do we live and grow as Christians?
那我们作为基督徒，我们如何生活，如何来成长呢？
We're going to start that in September.
我们九月份开始那个系列。
In between for the next 2 months,
在这之间，这个下两个月
We're going to have some lessons on the book of Revelation.
我们会讲这个启示录讲一些课。
We are not going to do the whole book.
我们不会看整本书。
I want to only look at one main topic.
我只是想看一个主要的一个主题。
I was going to begin immediately after the creed. I was going to begin immediately talking about spiritual growth, what we're going to do in September.
我们讲完这个之后马上就会讲属灵上的成长在九月份。
But several people have said to me, we live in such a difficult world.
本来是我想直接讲完这个，进到下一个题目，但是有很多人对我说，我们生活在一个很艰难的时代。
How are we supposed to have hope?
我们如何能够持守有盼望呢？
And so I want for just a few weeks to look at how Revelation gives us guidance and hope for how to live in our world.
所以呢，我就是想在这个看一下，就是启示录如何帮助我们，就是在我们现在的时代，让我们有引导、有盼望的来生活。
But we will start that next week.
我们下个星期就开始。
Thank you for listening as we have talked about the Apostles' Creed.
谢谢大家来一起来学习这个使徒信经。
Let me tell you, those of you who are in this class.
那我就告诉上这门课的同学们。
I did a little book for families who want to study the creed.
那我就写了一本小书，就是是给这个家庭，如果你想要进一步的来学习使徒信经。
And I will bring some of those down to the church that you can get if you want to study with your family.
如果我会带一些到教会里去，如果你想跟你的家庭去一起学习的话。
All right, let's finish with prayer.
让我们一起以祷告来结束。
Lord, I thank you for your truth.
主啊，我们为你的真理感谢你。
The creed that we have studied over these weeks is not just doctrine.
我们这一段时间所学习的信经不单单是教义。
It is real.
它是真实的。
It is what you have done in our world to reveal yourself to us.
这是你在我们世界中所行的，向我们展现你自己。
And as we finish these studies, I ask that it will not just be intellectual knowledge.
当我们学习完这一套这个系列的时候，求你帮助，不让这些仅仅成为一种头脑中的知识。
But that each of us will live according to what we believe.
而是我们每个人都因为我们所知道的去生活。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.